Each war is different, but one thing is constant: the poignancy of letters from troops in the field, words strung together by young men and women confronting fear, contemplating death, and thinking of home and family.
Dear Mother, today is a blissful day. Mother, you are the most important person in my life, and today
not only will I soon be a Calvary troop commander, but I will have the opportunity and incredible responsibility of commanding in combat. I hope I can be as good of a leader as Dad. I think about that a lot. I really look up to you, Dad. You can have Patton, Eisenhower, and Lee. If I can lead these men like I've seen my daddy lead.
In case you were wondering, I stink. The kind of stink that you can only find in the desert.
Those are family members reading letters from loved ones who fought and died in Iraq. They're featured in a new HBO film called Last Letters Home, Voices of American Troops from the Battlefields of Iraq. Bill Couturier is the producer and director of Last Letters Home. He insists that the film has no political message or motive, but it is an almost unbearably painful hour of television, and HBO decided to hold the film until after last week's election. Couturier came by our studios and explained how he selected the 10 stories for the film.
Some of the letters came from an initial op-ed page piece from the New York Times. All of them predated the beginning of this year, so we did more research, and the New York Times people did the research for me. And one of my first directives to them was, please find me some humorous letters, because otherwise people are going to, you know, open their wrists. You can't just hammer people down all the time. You have to create what I call an emotional roller coaster ride. There's got to be ups before you can go down.
What was your objective with this film? Why did you decide to put this film together?
I did a film years ago called Dear America, Letters Home from Vietnam. And so I had a sort of a soft spot in my heart for letters. And I really feel that the pain of this war is not being felt in this country. My sense of it was that there was a lot of pain here. I mean, the original idea for the film was also that the families would simply read a letter, that I wouldn't interview them, there would be nothing beyond the letter. Because some of the families didn't think they could do any more than read the letter. They felt like, if I can sit here, hold this piece of paper, and all I have to do is read, I can get through that. But if you start asking me questions, I don't know if I can keep it together. And it turned out that once I was actually there, these knock-at-the-door stories started to come out, which I hadn't thought about. And once I started doing this, I understood, well, of course the knock-at-the-door is part of the story, because you don't know it's the last letter until you get the knock-at-the-door. So the knock-at-the-door is kind of what starts this notion of a last letter.
There was a mother in the film, the mother of Robert Allen Wise, and she describes that knock at the door, something that we all know about, but you can't imagine until you actually experience it.
I still can't imagine it.
Why don't we listen to what she had to say about that?
I did expect to hear from him that day because it was my birthday. But I got a knock on the door instead. No matter what anybody tells you, when they knock on your door, they don't have to say a word. Because when you open the door and you see two uniforms and a chaplain, nobody has to say anything.
That's true. It's heartbreaking.
Bill, as you noted, you don't know that letter is the last letter until you receive that knock at the door. But it was interesting because so many of these young men and women wrote these letters as if they somehow knew that it might be their last letter.
Soldiers have a sixth sense about when things aren't going well. And the last letter in the film is what they call an open just-in-case letter. And a fair number of combat soldiers will write these. And it's to be opened in case of their death. And it's basically a final, you know, goodbye. The last letter from Jesse Givens, what he wrote to his family, the love letter. I get teary just thinking about it.
Dakota, you are more son than I could ever ask for.
You have a big, beautiful heart, and through life, you need to keep it open and follow it. Never be afraid to be yourself. I will always be there in our park when you dream so we can still play. I hope someday you will have a son like mine. Make them smile and shine just like you. I love you, Toad, and I hope someday... you will understand why I didn't come home. Please be proud of me. And please don't stop loving life. Taking every breath like it was your first. I love you, Toad. I'll always be there with you. I'll be in the sun, the shadows, the dreams and joys of your life.
Bill, when you talk about Private Givens letter, you're emotional right here in the studio right now. It still gets to you. What is it about that letter more than the others that really tugs at your heart?
Give me a second here. I have a little boy. And the thought of, you know, writing a goodbye to him, it gets me.
Of course, in the film, it's his wife who's actually reading the letter, and she's clutching that page so tightly as she reads it. We should say that anyone who plans on watching this should pull out their hankies and get their Kleenex before they sit down, because it's difficult to get through. Do you expect that most people will be able to sit through this entire film?
I have no idea, Michelle. I mean, essentially, I had to deal with the families. The families feel like America is anesthetized to their pain, that America is not feeling the depth of the grief and the pain that this war is causing. To them, the fact that I was doing this and helping them tell their story and remember their loved one who has been killed was what they wanted.
Bill Couturier, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Bill Couturier is the producer of the HBO film Last Letters Home, Voices of American Troops from the Battlefields of Iraq. It airs for the first time this evening. There are photos of the families and excerpts from the letters at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.